Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
Free preschool will expand dramatically in Cambridge starting in the fall of 2024. And as WBUR's Carrie Young reports, the city recently released new details on how it plans to offer preschool slots to all four-year-olds.
While Cambridge currently offers free preschool, seats are limited. The city uses a lottery to determine which 3- and 4-year-olds get into the roughly 700 slots. The expansion will open several hundred more seats. About 1,000 total will be available for 4-year-olds and up to 300 for 3-year-olds. The city plans to work with public schools, private childcare centers, and in-home family childcare providers. Caitlin Malloy, a childcare center director with the Newtown School in Cambridge, praises the public-private partnership model.
Logistically and fiscally, yes, take advantage of the stuff that already exists in your community. And why build new infrastructure and take up those resources when you already have them? They're already there.
Cambridge is allocating about $20 million per year to fund the expansion, which launches in the fall of 2024. Most of that funding will support higher wages for teachers at private centers, who typically earn much less than a public school kindergarten teacher. Lisa Grant, director of the Cambridge Office of Early Childhood, hopes the expansion model will help the city retain the variety of preschool options already available in the area.
What we don't want to have happen is parents making childcare preschool choices based on what they can afford. Different environments work well for different types of children, different types of families.
Cambridge joins several other Massachusetts cities, including Boston and Somerville, that rely on public-private partnerships to expand preschool access. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Carrie Young.